Imagine a village located in a valley by a stream. And the stream meanders down from the mountains. And the mountains are covered with a canopy of luscious green trees. The climate is subtropical, and you can feel the sun and welcome the cool of the evening. The water is clean and fresh, and every day you listen to its sounds, sitting for hours, listening, remembering, until your parents call and it's time to return. The small village seems so busy. People moving everywhere. Dusty roads and the smell of cooking from clay houses. For many years now, the stream has been speaking, telling stories of mountains, and you have been listening. Listening so deeply that you cannot remember in any normal way. And yet, the feeling lingers in your body. Something is calling. Then one day, you go to your parents and you tell them it's time to follow the stream. They smile because they understand. Saying goodbye is special, and it is time to leave the village. It is time to walk deep into the forest. It is time to discover. There is a dirt path along the stream, and this path leads out of the village. You begin walking. The road is busy with people walking to the next village. You walk together without speaking, noticing the activity, the movement. From your left, the stream speaks in your ear. For a whole day, you walk along until you come to a bridge. At the bridge, the road continues away from the stream to the next village. The people pass along and disappear as the road winds around the rock. You pull aside a hanging limb of an overgrown tree, and there you discover a small pathway into the forest near the right bank of the stream. You begin walking this pathway. Step after step, the pathway meanders along the stream and then goes deep into the forest. And as you walk, the memories of the village and the people on the road begin to fade into the sound of the stream. And the forest grows denser until everything becomes part of the forest. And as you walk, the pathway becomes smaller and smaller and for many days and many miles, you meander along the valley floor between the mountains. The moon and stars come and go, and the sun changes colors and different shadows cast shades across the forest floor. Then one day the pathway begins to climb. The valley is ending, and you feel the upward momentum of the climb. The pathway becomes rocky. And with each step, the stream appears and disappears under rocks into the ground. First to the left, and then to the right. There is a thought it may be lost. And yet you keep walking up the now steep and somewhat difficult grade, always trusting that the stream will be there, even though the voice of the water has gone deep into the ground. Then one day, the land levels out, and you come to a clearing surrounded by a canopy of trees. Standing alone in the center of this clearing is a large tree. Its trunk is very wide, and you can see its roots sunk deep into the ground. It is a very old, almost ancient tree, and you feel the urge to rest beneath this tree. And walking across the clearing, you sit down and allow your back to meet the trunk of the tree. It is warm and inviting, and a deep comfort comes over you as your eyes close. A dream comes. And inside this dream, You follow the roots of the tree hundreds of feet into the earth. And there, you discover your friend, the stream. It is a wonderful reunion. Enjoy this for a while. Coming back from the dream, you notice that the full moon is illuminating the forest floor around you in a pale, bluish, white light. And the smell of the warm earth is everywhere, and the sounds of the forest are rich. How long you have been there is a mystery. How many days? Months? Or years have gone by? And each day your listening becomes more and more sensitive. There is the sound of the smell of the earth, a sound that changes as the sun bakes the ground. There is the sound of the breeze through the canopy of trees. And the sounds of the morning dew rolling across the tops of plants. Then one day, on your right, you hear a tiger emerging from out of the forest. At first, there is some fear, but the fear quickly passes, and the tiger walks slowly up to you and begins to lick your right ear. creating a special sound. At the same time, you notice a doe to your left, and she walks across the clearing to your left ear and begins licking. Her tongue is different, and the sound carries a different message. And together, they reveal the secrets of the forest. Listen. And when you return from listening, the doe and tiger have disappeared. And you know from deep inside that it's time to follow the stream back to the village. Walking back down the mountain path is easy. And eventually you come to the road by the bridge. And there you find the people walking along the road. They notice you and look deep into your eyes. They want to know about the forest. And so you whisper the sounds of the forest into their ears. Ina va, oh.